When Alex Taylor McCallum was in the throes of alcoholism, his grandmother told him the story of a two-headed serpent. Known as Sisiutl in the Kwakwala language, it symbolizes opposing ideas, such as the contrast of dark and light, good and bad, war and peace, said Taylor McCallum, a Kwakwakawik and Nuucha Nulth artist. An image of the serpent is now painted on a wall in a Pandora Avenue breezeway that connects to the Johnson Street parkade. A figure between the two serpent heads represents the balance needed to live a healthy life, Taylor McCallum said. It's an important teaching I really carry with me, or try to, every day, he said. Using spray paint and paint rollers, Taylor McCallum spent 20 hours last week painting the mural on the side of a Cool Aid Society supportive housing building at 749 Pandora Avenue. Below the two-headed serpent is a raven with a beam of light coming out of its mouth. It's meant to bring light and color to Pandora, where Taylor McCallum sees much darkness. Many of the people struggling with addiction on Pandora Avenue are Indigenous, and Taylor McCallum wants this Indigenous art to provide a sense of protection for them. He wants the mural to inspire hope in those who are struggling with addiction, like he once was. Taylor McCallum started drinking alcohol at age 11. He grew up in a loving home, but his parents and extended family members used drugs and alcohol to cope with their trauma, he said. His grandmother's murder when he was in grade 3 changed his life and the lives of those around him, he said. By his mid-20s, Taylor McCallum's drinking became a daily habit that led to stints in hospitals and drunk tanks, and prevented him from keeping a job. Eventually, the father of two young boys realized he wouldn't be in his children's lives if he didn't stop drinking. I just knew that I'd lose everything around me if I didn't sober up. Taylor McCallum has now been sober for 3 years. His next project is to paint a mural on Island Health's Sobering Center near Cook and Pembroke Streets. It's a place that helped him to beat his addiction. I feel confident that I never want to relapse because life is amazing now, he said. Regan-Elliott at Times Colonist. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters@timescolonist.com